I guess the term biomass needs to be brought up here.
Yeah, they're looking for biomass. One of the problems, the problem is worldwide. In the tropics, most of the biomass is in the rainforest. When you cut that rainforest down, you're left with sterile soils that bake over, turn into clay essentially, and you can't regrow a forest. A similar thing happens in the northern forest, the boreal forests in Canada and Russia that are being cut now are on permafrost. So when you cut those trees down, the sunlight hits the soil for the first time in ages, melts that permafrost, turns it into a swamp, and again, you can't grow trees. So what the industry is actually after is not forests. The forests are being tragically destroyed, and human cultures that depend on them are being tragically destroyed. What they're actually after is fiber for paper and lumber.
Some loggers see dead trees in the forest, and they liken them to good food rotting without anyone eating it.
Well, that's because humans think that they should consume everything, and that's basically the problem. Civilizations have deforested around them and collapsed because of it. It happened in the Middle East thousands of years ago. It happened in China 1,000 years ago. There haven't been natural forests in Europe for several hundred years, and it's happening now in the United States and Canada and Brazil and Siberia.
One thing they didn't have 1,000 years ago in what was to become the Sahara Desert was a bumper sticker that says, trees are a renewable resource.
Right.
What do you say to people who believe that?
Well, trees aren't a resource. They're trying to turn humans into resources now, too. They call them human resource departments. Resources are dead things. They take trees, they take humans, they take forests, they take cultures, and they try to turn them into products. And that's exactly what's happening. We're taking our human heritage, we're taking the natural world, and we're trying to turn it into products that can be sold in Walmart and Home Depot.
When we talk about tree farms, this is, I guess, what they're talking about, growing trees like a crop. You know, it's, you know, corn this year and maybe broccoli the next. But with trees, it's, you know, pine trees for 20 years or whatever. But that's not a forest, number one, and that doesn't have a positive effect on the environment, number two. And that's a limited thing, isn't it? There's no such thing as third growth, is there?
There isn't. Not healthy, anyway. You look at European forests that have been cut 3 or 4 times, and they're not even producing fiber, much less growing natural forests anymore. But the whole thing of trees as a crop is wrong. What industrial civilization is trying to do is simplify everything and turn the living into the dead and turn everything into a product. You can't do that with forests. They don't grow like corn. And in fact, corn doesn't grow like that either. In the Midwest, for every bushel of corn that we're producing, we're losing 2 or 3 bushels of soil, and we're mining the groundwater. So it's not sustainable. You can debate whether it matters whether this world has grizzly bears or native forest cultures or natural forests. You can debate whether we care or whether we need them, but you can't debate that they're disappearing.
You say it's human nature to do this, but there were civilizations here on this continent previous to 500 years ago that lived in harmony with nature for thousands of years.
I don't think it's human nature. I think it's industrial culture. Humans have been on the earth for millions of years, and there have been many different cultures. The fact is that the majority of them that remain, about 2,500 to 3,000 human cultures and languages that remain, most of them are endangered. So again, what we're doing is taking human nature and cultures, which varied by the bioregion. Practically every watershed had its own human culture, and people were living there in a sustainable way. And we're simplifying them all, turning them into an industrial culture that's not going to be sustainable.
A Darwinist would say survival of the fittest.
Well, Darwin is wrong. That's the focus on science, on industry, on simplifying everything, on seeing everything in human terms. Darwin saw competition and tooth and claw. That's not the way the world works. That's the way industrial society works, and he projected that onto the natural world.
You say that Western society also values the rights of corporations over people.
Well, I don't think so. Humans don't. People don't. But the industrial culture does. We've elevated corporations above human rights. We've elevated economics above society and politics. And we've elevated the corporation above civic organizations. And that's a fatal mistake. And it's one that the effects of it are obvious if you can step out of that mindset long enough to actually see what's happening.
Well, I don't know if it's you who wrote the following words, or if it's Derek, or if it was a collaboration, but I know you as a person who doesn't mince words, and I don't know Derek's work as well as I do yours, but the language is particularly strong in this book. And you say that deforestation and the lies and obfuscation that justify it is a measure of our insanity as a culture. That's pretty strong.
Yeah, well, I think we are insane. I think we're out of touch. We don't know where our food comes from. We can't provide our own food, clothing, and shelter. We're completely dependent on consumer warehouses and on corporations for our jobs. We don't know what's going on in other cultures. We're dependent on the mass media and television corporations to tell us what's going on in the world. And I think that's a sign of insanity. We're not in touch with the natural world. We're not in touch with our own inner life. We're not in touch with our own fellow human beings. And the result is an unsustainable system, and one that doesn't make people happy either. If you could, again, make an argument that we don't need grizzly bears, we don't need native peoples, we don't need natural forest. Just look around. We're happy destroying them. The destruction of our own world makes us happy. But that's not true. You look at people, they're overweight, they're overworked, they're stressed out. Most people don't like their jobs. Kids are alienated from their parents. Cultures, nations are alienated from each other. We're obviously not happy. So there's something going on, and I think that's the definition of insanity. We don't know what's going on in the world around us, and we're living a life that we don't like, and yet we seem incapable of getting outside of it long enough to slow down and pay attention to what we're doing.
Do we find links on your website, endgame.org? Is that where we send folks, or what websites?
Yes, endgame.org has information on Strangely Like War and The Elite Consensus and other books. You can also go to Derek Jensen's website at derekjensen.org, and some of his other books and articles are published there.
All right, we'll have a link on our website. Strangely Like War, The Global Assault on Forests is the book. It's published by Chelsea Green. And again, links on our website at inpeoria.org. Our guest, George Draffin, he is the co-author of the book, and he also runs the Public Information Network.